Hello, welcome to a series of programs called Healthy Life, which addresses problems such as malaria, cancer, blood pressure, cholera, stroke, diabetes, skin diseases, and other sanitation-related diseases brought to you by Transworld Radio. Solomon Appiah is your presenter for this series of episodes called Dr. Luke.
Today, we'll be looking at distracted thinking as a result of how we think, part 1. Tino was a 35-year-old man who lived in a rural part of Africa. He was a businessman who worked hard in his manufacturing business. He noticed, as did his wife, that over the past 2 months, he had a much harder time concentrating. Even at home, his wife noticed that he was easily distracted and oftentimes forgetful. Tino's wife asked him about this, and he acknowledged that he did have trouble with this, but he did not know why. He noticed also that he was having trouble with his thoughts. That is, not only was he distracted easily, but he was losing control of his thoughts. He would be more negative about things than in the past. Were these related? He wondered. His wife suggested that he go to the doctor and see what might be causing the problem. While at the hospital, he noticed that he was easily distracted as the doctor was asking him some questions. After the exam and the test results were back, the doctor told Tino that he did not think he had a medical condition which required a medicine. The doctor began by telling Tino that the issue at hand was probably how Tino thought about things. Though he had noticed the problem for about 2 months, the problem was probably present for a much longer period of time. As Tino thought about this, he realized that this was true. The doctor went on to say, "Every human being talks to themselves, all of their waking hours. With thinking words and sentences as we go through our day. Many of the thoughts that we have are neutral, such as, I need to pick up the mail on the way home. But some of the thoughts are positive, and some are negative, such as, I can't do anything right. Positive thought patterns will result in positive feelings or emotions, and negative thoughts can result in depression, anxiety, or low self-esteem." The doctor continued, "Our thoughts are based more upon our internal beliefs than they are upon reality. For example, if a person has been rejected, they may tend to believe that they are unlovable or unlikable. Because of this belief, their thought patterns will reflect a tendency to anticipate rejection." Tino thought this was certainly true. He was very interested in what his doctor was saying. "Doctors have identified a number of types of negative thinking that impact upon our emotional health. It is believed that all human beings fall victim to these negative thought patterns at times. However, some people use these thought patterns much more frequently than others. These thought patterns can result in depression, anxiety, relationship difficulties, low self-esteem, and, like Tino, distracted thinking. What is worse is that all of these can become habits if used for a long time." The first type of thinking habit or pattern that the doctor told Tino about was all or nothing thinking. This type of thinking is sometimes called perfectionism. This is where an individual feels that they must perform a task perfectly or their performance is totally unacceptable. The person strives for perfect grades, perfect responses from others who are evaluating performance, perfection in their own eyes, and they feel that it is terrible when they cannot meet their goal of perfection. All or nothing thinking can also apply to a person's expectation of their situations. For example, a wife may have all or nothing thinking when she considers her marriage. Thus, if her marriage is not exactly the way that she believes it should be, she feels that it is totally unacceptable and awful. People can have all or nothing thinking when they consider others' performance or behavior. In this situation, the individual would have very high expectations of others and become very upset when these expectations are not met. All or nothing thinking tends to create a significant anxiety or significant irritability, depending on whether the person is directing that thinking to themselves or towards others. The second type of thinking, which the doctor told Tino about, follows the first and is called disqualifying the positive. In this type of thinking, the individual has a tendency to disqualify positive events such as a success or a compliment through their thinking. For example, a student may make a very good grade on the test, but disqualifying the positive action because the student thinks to themselves, "It was really an easy test and anyone could have done it." As you can see, this type of thinking robs the individual of positive events in their life. This type of thinking can contribute to the maintenance of a low self-esteem. The doctor went on to the third aspect of thinking, which he called mental filtering. He described this as the following. Mental filtering. In mental filtering, the individual has a tendency to focus their attention on the things they have done wrong in their lives, ignoring the things they have done good or positive in their lives. Through their life experiences, people tend to learn the habit of focusing on those events. At any time in our lives, there are some positive things happening and some negative things happening. If we think about the negative things while excluding thoughts about the positive things in our lives, our general perceptions are our lives are terrible or awful. This type of thinking is very common in depression and in people with distracted thinking. The next point, which the doctor called overgeneralization, follows the mental filtering. Overgeneralization means that we have experienced a negative event, but that we generalize that event in our thinking as if it happened all the time. For example, a person may fail at some task, but then they have thoughts that they can't do anything right or that they always fail. Of course, it is not true that they always fail at everything that they do, but because they think that way, they have the same emotional reaction as if they did fail all the time at everything. Our emotions respond to our thoughts, whether or not those thoughts are accurate or inaccurate. Overgeneralization can contribute to a low self-esteem or to depression and even to distracted thinking, like Tino had. At this point, the doctor suggested that Tino and his wife go home to think about what they had talked about. The doctor gave him some homework. Go home and talk about these four areas. That is, all or nothing thinking, disqualifying the positive, mental filtering, and overgeneralization. Then decide which is most important. Why does Tino do this? And then, how can he overcome this? The doctor told Tino, once he started getting understanding in these areas, his distracted thinking would lessen. Tino and his wife left the hospital excited that they were making progress in this situation. As Tino and his wife left the hospital, they met a friend whom they had not seen for several years. They noticed the change in this friend. He had moved to another city, but was back to visit his mother in the hospital. They went for lunch and there asked what the change in their friend was, and he seemed so much more happy than normal. He told them that he had a new friend named Jesus Christ. In fact, Jesus Christ had given him a new life. This new life had purpose, meaning, and peace, which he had not had before. In fact, Tino's friend told him that over the past year, since he had accepted Jesus Christ as his Savior, he had overcome some really negative thinking patterns. Tino and his wife were stunned. How could this be? This is just what they were at the hospital for, they told their friend. Tino's friend turned to the Bible and showed him the following verse. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Philippians 4:8. Wow, thought Tino. That sounds great. The problem was how to do this. He had tried and failed many times, and especially in the past several months. That is where the person of Jesus Christ comes in, Tino's friend said. Jesus Christ gives us the power to overcome our problems and weaknesses, or as the Bible puts it, sin. First, Tino's friend said we must admit we have done wrong before God. Again, he turned to a place in the Bible which read, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Romans 3:23. All of us have sinned, that is, every person in all of the world who has ever lived. Thus sin has separated us from God, and we cannot get there on our own. All we have to do is believe in Jesus, and we can have eternal life. The Bible says, if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. Romans 10:9. Tino's friend said that this means if we confess and believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, and then believe that after he died, he arose from the dead to show his victory over the dead, then we will be saved. Saved now to have a new life in Christ Jesus, an eternal life with him. Tino's friend told Tino that it was believing in Jesus like this that changed his life. The person of Jesus Christ then gave him the power to change his thinking. Tino wanted this power and love. How could he get it? He asked his friend. Tino's friend asked him to pray the following prayer after him. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that you died for my sins. I also know that I did not deserve this salvation. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and that after you died, you rose from the dead to show your victory over sin and death. I ask you to come into my life and to save me from my sins. Thank you for becoming my Savior and the Lord of my life. Amen. Tino was a new man, and he also began to think new thoughts as a result of being saved from his sins by Jesus Christ, and as a result, given the power to have these new thoughts. Over time, his distracted thinking gave way to clearer thinking. You too can have a new life in Jesus Christ if you will believe and then pray the same prayer.
Thank you for tuning in to Healthy Life series. You have been listening to a series of episodes called Dr. Luke. Please don't forget to send in your questions and concerns to us. You can contact us SMS on 0027-7264-14475. Call us on 0027-1197-42885. Email us via sat@twrafrica.org or write us through Transworld Radio, P.O. Box 4232, Kempton Park, Johannesburg 1620, South Africa. You have been with Solomon Appiah, and until the next episode, goodbye and God bless you.